Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Larry Ray, CEO at American Manganese. Larry, good to meet you. How are you today?
Fantastic. Yourself?
I'm good. Thanks so much for asking. Larry, for our U.S. investor audience who may not be familiar with the company, give us a sense of who you are.
Okay, I'm Larry Ray, President and CEO of American Manganese, Inc. And we're into technology. We're a mining company that has technology. We developed that technology through a lot of research and expense in the manganese field. And now we're into recycling batteries and we're nearing the end of our final testing on the pilot plant.
So the group did recently list its shares on the OTCQB back at the beginning of March. Can you explain the decision-making behind that? Why, you know, increase exposure to U.S. investors?
Well, U.S. investors is a very interested group in what we're doing. And we want to provide the service that's necessary for them to have easy access to the company and to trade the company. And QB seems to be the answer for that.
Do you think U.S. investors are understanding the story?
Oh, I think most of them do. It's a little complicated. We're very transparent. If you go to our website at AmericanManganeseInc.com, you'll see that we've reported every advance and everything that we've done. And we're actually third-party validated. And, you know, we've had peer reviews that have been outstanding. And, you know, we're just there with what we have. And we use Cometco Research, who's, in my opinion, and I've used a lot of research labs, is the best in the West and probably the best across the world.
So you mentioned your pilot plant earlier there. So what are some kind of milestones that investors should be looking out for that the company's working on?
Okay, we've spent probably close to $10 million developing our process. Part of that was in the pilot plant, actually the majority of it. The pilot plant is something that you have to do. If you're going to go into commercial production, you don't want to have a bunch of snags when you start. So the pilot plant is really important. And we've had some, changes in the pilot plant, which are totally different from what we had envisioned 4 years ago.
So do you have a timeline in place of when you can actually reach commercial production?
Well, I would hope that once the pilot plant is complete, that we'll be able to reach commercial production within 2 years. And we're looking at a 5-ton per day. We have a MOU with Itavolt and in Italy. And that pilot plant, I hope, will be suffice for the scrap material that they produce at that project once they get going.
Well, I am looking forward to following the story here. Larry, thanks so much for the time today.
You're welcome.